This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More than 900,000 cases of coronavirus have been officially detected worldwide since the December outbreak in China. Of those cases, more than 45,000 people have died. The pandemic has touched 205 countries and territories globally. It is spreading fastest in the United States, where nearly 4,500 people have died from their more than 203,000 cases. This includes a six-week-old baby who died in Connecticut. Italy has the most fatalities with 13,155. The U.S. Navy is evacuating thousands of sailors from the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt in Guam. This after its captain warned a coronavirus outbreak was threatening the lives of his crew. The Navy says 93 of the 4,800 on board are infected with the COVID-19 virus. 1,000 of the crew members are already off the carrier, while 1,700 more should be off in the next couple of days. Pentagon officials say they're arranging for hotel rooms in the Pacific Island for many of the crew, while sorting out who can be part of a skeleton crew to keep the ship operational. Meanwhile, a stranded cruise ship unable to dock because of a coronavirus outbreak will get some help soon. President Trump said Wednesday authorities will evacuate passengers from the cruise liner that was supposed to dock in Florida after being barred from several South American countries because of the outbreak. The president said the U.S. was sending medical teams on board the ship and taking people off. He said foreigners will be sent home. The White House warns Americans to be prepared. The task force dealing with the coronavirus crisis for the country says as many as 200,000 people could die from COVID-19. That is with American social distancing. This is VOA News.